Bait, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The More the Merrier, by Tiger Stardon Law Student. Finally, the high point of the year. My regular summer trip to the Norwegian mountains had arrived. Just me, my rucksack, and the great outdoors. 5 days altogether. If that's not happiness, then I don't know what is. I put on my rucksack and set off. The weather's fantastic, with a cloudless blue sky, a pleasant 20 degrees and a breeze just strong enough to keep the mosquitoes away. My walking boots, a little pair of shorts, and my bikini top is all I need to wear. While packing, I'd prepped for both rain and frosty nights. Still, this weather seems to be making my thorough preparations unnecessary. I feel very light at heart. Everything seems to be going my way at present. My studies are going fine, and I got to know my exam results immediately before I left. My anxiety about having to retake my exams appears to have been unfounded. And if that wasn't enough, I've also managed to keep my New Year's resolutions of working out more often and eating fewer snacks and sweets. That's had its effect, and I can now wear my bikini without having to think about holding my stomach in. Numerable hours in the gym means that any slopes in the landscape are dealt with playfully easily. Also, my self-confidence is such that the highest tops seem perfectly within reach for my firm, fit body. As the hours pass and the slopes deepen steadily, my good mood begins to ebb away. The sun is burning and my body is running with sweat, so I'm happy to see a mountain lake come into view from the path. I have a look at my map and can see that there's no problem in taking a good long rest. I've already covered 3/4 of the way to the cabin, and it's barely past 2 o'clock. Now I deserve a rest. I find a nice smooth rock by the water's edge and lie down. My good mood, which I had when I set out, soon comes flowing back. The water reflects the blue sky and looks very tempting, but there are still 3 miles to go, so it's no good getting my clothes wet. Maybe I should take the chance of bathing naked. After all, I haven't met a single person on the path in the last 5 hours. The inclement weather forecast has probably frightened off other hikers. Besides, it's the middle of the week and the holiday season won't really start for at least another week. I look around and cannot see a living soul. The lake is a reasonable distance from the path, so the chances of being seen are tiny. What the heck, I'll do it. I get undressed and go naked down to the water's edge. It sure is beautiful, but it's not what you might call warm. I swim a few strokes, but quickly come back onto the land. The water drips from my body, but my little towel is right at the bottom of my carefully packed sack. Well, since I've had a naked swim, I might as well just let the sun dry me off. I lie down on the bare rock and close my eyes. Not without noting, however, that it's slightly arousing to lie there so exposed. It feels like a long time since I've enjoyed the taste of a man. Far too long. How good it would be to get a little something. A quiver runs through my body at the thought. I am just so full of unreleased lust and desire. Even though I'm lying on a bare rock in the middle of the wilderness and not in my own bed, I can't hold myself back. I just have to play a little with myself. My smoothly shaven pussy is glistening in the sun. I slip my fingers into my hot, wet crack, the palm of my hand rubbing my clit while I massage my jutting nipples with the other. I groan, spread my legs and lose all awareness of the world around me. My pussy is like a running river, making delicious wet sounds as I lie there wanking. My orgasm is building up and up, and I cry out in pleasure as I reach the point of no return.